Greetings, it's Paige Estrutori from Financial Services Online. Today, Friday, April 25th, 2025, let's take a look at the financial developments in the Australian market. Beginning with trade policy concerns, the spotlight falls on our domestic investors as they cautiously respond to U.S. trade policies. A recent survey from InvestSmart revealed that nearly 9 in 10 investors were troubled by the U.S. tariffs under President Trump's administration. However, the Australian spirit shines through, as half of the investors choose to maintain their current strategies. A small proportion, around 10%, may sway if instability continues, either capitalizing on downturns or seeking safer refuge in options like cash and bonds. InvestSmart CEO Ron Hodge praises investors' well-balanced approach in these trying times. The majority, about 75%, voted against retaliation by the Australian government, showing seasoned maturity in the investor community. In another part of the industry, the upcoming federal election is stirring a lot of action among financial advisors. They are being encouraged to mingle closely with politicians to make their value clearly understandable. Insights from the recent Professional Planner Advice Policy Summit show consensus on advisors enlightening members of parliament on their importance. Ex-NSW Premier Nathan Rees and Liberal MP Bert van Manen were among the notable voices heard. The Financial Advice Association Australia has responded by inaugurating an election hub to profile candidates' policy stance. This ongoing dialogue with political players is essential in shaping future reforms and supporting the financial advice sector. Turning focus towards superannuation, Australia's top funds are pushing for the formation of a Payday Super Advisory Council. The idea is to engage senior industry stakeholders in advising the Federal Treasury, ensuring a smooth transition and sustainable improvements in superannuation management for fund members. This proposition has been put forward by the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, calling for a unified approach in line with the successful Superstream initiative. In the property sector, skyrocketing housing prices are posing a threat to young Australians aspiring to own homes. There's a sizable opposition to a proposal that allows first-time buyers to use up to $50,000 of their superannuation, as it's feared this could fuel rising prices. Structural reforms and social housing investment are being touted as possible solutions to ensure future generations access to home ownership. That wraps up the financial news for today. For more news and advice on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, don't hesitate to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay on top of your finances. This is Paige Estrutori, signing off.